We've all heard about shortages of workers that are forcing businesses to raise wages or make other changes. That's especially true for the direct support professionals who care for people with disabilities in home and community-based settings. 90.5 WESA's Kate Giamarisi sat down with Nancy Murray, Senior Vice President at Achieva, an organization that provides services to people with disabilities. She started by asking about the work DSPs do every day, sometimes for less than $13 an hour.
They help people to schedule physician appointments. They transport people to physician's appointments. And then there's the grocery shopping. There's the meal planning, the meal preparation. There's helping people with their personal care. Some of the folks that we support need total care. They need someone to bathe them. Some people need help with brushing their teeth. Our DSPs do everything from maintenance of homes all the way up to providing some pretty complex medical care.
Prior to the pandemic, you and others had described this staffing situation to me as a crisis. What is it like now?
What happened as a result of the pandemic is now that we're seeing a recovery, we don't have the staff available to us any longer at the rate of the salaries that we're able to pay them with the rates that we receive to keep pace with other sectors of the economy, whether it's Walmart or Sheetz or some restaurants. We just can't pay our staff what they can earn in other places.
And so for many years prior to the pandemic, I've heard from you and from folks that run other agencies about staffing shortages, high turnover in this field, due in part to the low wages that these workers earn. But explain a bit about, why can't these organizations just raise the wages and pay the DSPs more?
The provider organizations in the intellectual disability community are beholden to the rates that are set by the Office of Developmental Programs in the Department of Human Services. They set the rates, and we live within those rates. It's much different than, for example, say, Nike, when, the price of shoelaces might go up. Nike could charge more for that pair of tennis shoes. When our rates, or our costs rather, go up, maybe for health care, we're not allowed to raise the rates to take into account that increase in health care. And that's what's caused this crisis now. We have not seen an increase in our rates for now almost 5 years.
So just to be clear, what you can pay is almost exclusively driven by the rates you get from the government.
Yes.
And are you asking for additional funds from the state then?
Yes. And we believe that the funding is there for an increase of $542 million. With that infusion of funding, we would be able to increase the rates and increase the salaries of direct support professionals by almost $4 an hour. That then would put us in a place where we would be competitive with businesses such as, Walmart and Sheetz.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Kate.